And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Lauren Green White and Megan Rocca, here to talk about She Stoops to Conquer by Oliver Goldsmith. Not a current playwright. The play was produced, or I guess written, published in 1771, Lauren.
And first performance, 1773, yes.
All right. And now the premiere, the regional premiere here in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I think that people in our audience, Lauren, have remembered your productions in the past. You really like vintage productions, particularly
yes.
because you love old costumes and
yes,
you're really
I
good
do.
At creating costumes. I wish that our audience could see Megan's costume here. She came in full 18th century regalia,
yes.
Wig and dress, just absolutely beautiful, that you made for this production. Well, before we talk about the specifics of this production, let's go back and give people a little bit of context for She Stoops to Conquer. Some may have read it in high school or college if they took a
That's
class
right.
where they had to read some history of theater. But for those who haven't, give us a sense of what time period it's from.
Well, it's known as a neo-restoration comedy. It's also a comedy of manners. And this is why it would be something that would interest people in college and that sort of thing. It was actually, this play was the first time we saw a comedy that actually reaches into the lower classes and places them in a significant place on the stage. This later became our TV sitcoms. This later also was adapted into other plays. It worked. It was funny. And it had a lot of historical and a sociological context to it, which made it even funnier. And it works to this day. This play has been performed millions of times since, you know, for 240 years, yeah.
Well, and I guess also part of historical context, you know, that was happening across the ocean. 1771, 1773, that's just about the time that everything was about to burst loose here in
right.
the United States
right.
With England. But in England at the time, people were watching these amazing farces and comedies of manners. Their mind was on something else at that time.
Right. Well, you know, before this, there was the sentimental comedy, mm-hmm, which Oliver Goldsmith, he just tested it. Because it was always about moral bliss and just oh so goody-goody. And he thought, come on, get down to reality. Let's get something really funny and gritty here. And so that's when he started making comparisons of country and city and the urbanization of, you know, social classes as well as, you know, the first Industrial Revolution. How that was affecting everything.
Right.
You know?
So yeah. It's an extremely witty play. The writing is very witty.
Excellent.
But there's also that total element of madcap silliness that has made the play retain its popularity, that it's not
right.
simply an intellectual comedy.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would tell the cast that what they need to keep in mind is they have to be just on this side of overacting.
Mm-hmm.
They become caricatures, and that's the best way to really move this script along. It is a funny dialogue. It is the more I hear it, I hear how wonderful a playwright Oliver Goldsmith was.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you're directing the play,
yes.
and it opens this Thursday, at Cité
yes.
des Arts. And it's a fascinating performance as well, because you're really trying to elicit great performances out of people who may not have played in this period of play before.
Oh, yes.
So how did you go about that?
Well, quite a few people in it who are skilled actors and actresses that have a lot of background. Amanda Newberry is playing Mrs. Hardcastle. Milton Russ Weber is playing Mr. Hardcastle. Danny Ladmoreau is in it as Stingo and Sir Charles. And we have quite a few people, but we have people in there. Our youngest in the cast is 15 years old. And one of our leads is 16 years old. and he rocks. I mean, he's just wonderfully elastic and just bounces off the walls, and it's perfect for the role. I usually let all my cast members just, like, go and see how far they can stretch, and then I can pull them back.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan, for instance, is a go girl. She goes, and she's wonderfully elastic in this role, and it's wonderful to watch her with the other fellows. And I'm seeing the cast members come out and really start to develop wildly, and it's great. And I'm glad. I think they'll keep on going forward.
Well, and I've been seeing photographs on Facebook of some of your performances. And, of course, in the Facebook pictures, they're all in costume, which I can only imagine has really inspired them to do even better in those roles. Just the costumes must really add to that. Megan, who do you play?
I play Constance Neville.
Mm-hmm.
She is a relative of the Hardcastles. She's actually the niece of Mr. and Mrs. Hardcastle.
Well, maybe we should set that for, again, we're sort of assuming people might know the plot here. Maybe, Lauren, you can set the plot just briefly with some of these characters that Megan just mentioned. Who are the Hardcastles?
Okay. The Hardcastles live in an estate out in the country. Mr. Hardcastle loves the country. Mrs. Hardcastle wants the city. It's like Green Acres. They have a son. She has a son from a previous marriage, Tony Lumpkin, who is a prankster who sets up the whole precedent for the evening's, you know, problems. And Mr. Hardcastle has a daughter, Kate, and he's trying to set her up with a young man. And he's on his way with his buddy. Now, Constance is the cousin, and she lives with them. And she has some jewels that she's inherited. So Mrs. Hardcastle wants her around. She wants to keep her there, and she wants her to marry her own son. Of course, they hate each other. And she has her sights on another young man. So that is how that comes about. And the young man wants to elope with her. And, it goes on and on. It's just crazy.
Right. And just that what you're describing, to use the word Green Acres, is a wonderful reference as well. With those, I guess, competing interests and competing desires for where you want to live and how you want to live your life. And also, it's kind of interesting hearing you talk about, there's some very young people in this cast, but really you would have been talking about very young people at that time who were courting and involved the way young people are today, trying to figure it all out and trying to make those connections.
Right, right,
mm-hmm.
right.
So, is there this wild humor throughout the play? Does it just like
completely
start from the beginning and then?
As soon as it hits the audience, it doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
We still giggle. We laugh as things go on because we keep adding stuff as we're learning the roles, getting them under our skin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, Constance, tell me about your approach to your character. Describe her. What kind of a person is she?
Well, she's definitely a romantic, but she has a backbone. And that's one of the things I love about her. She is madly in love with her beau. However, she does have a backbone, and she's not going to just get up and leave her fortune behind. She wants to make sure their future is secure.
All right. She's not just going to go as madcap and silly as the play is. She's just not going to rush off without her future secure.
She's got sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about some of your other actors who are in it. Megan Rocca, again, is playing Constance Neville, the niece. Who are some of the other actors?
Well, we have Milton Russ Weber, and he is Mr. H., Mr. Hardcastle. And he's just an easygoing guy, and he's just very happy to be in his little place by the fireside, reading his book, having his, you know, his little drink. And his wife is all about ranting and raving about what she can get out of the city and why can't they go to the city and why are they there? I hate this house, da 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 da. And Amanda is Amanda Newberry plays Mrs. Hardcastle, and she's wonderful. Amanda is British, and she's, of course, got the greatest accent here. Mm-hmm. And then we have Kate, who is Mr. Hardcastle's daughter, and she's played by Nina McCune, who is a noted songstress. She's a very good singer. And this is, I think, her big role here, playing Kate. And I think she's having a lot of fun with it. And it's just silly, and it's fun. And who she's dating here, or she's someone who's supposed to be wooing her, is Marlowe, Mr. Marlowe, who is played by Carl Ashkar, who is a UL student. And he becomes numb, stutters, falls apart around women of his own class. He can't talk.
But he's fine with women from downstairs?
Yes, right. The lower classes. So that's the big theme here, is the play between the low and the high of classes. And later on, this is where the theme comes from, the title comes from, She Stoops to Conquer. He thinks that he sees her dressed up as a barmaid. He thinks her a barmaid, so she's approachable. So he does. He approaches her, and of course he comes to talk to her and has ease with her being that stature. And she stoops to conquer him. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. That's how that.
But she's more than a match for his wit
in
class.
She is. She's mm-hmm. very witty.
Mm-hmm. If you are just tuning in, my guests are here talking about the 18th century comedy She Stoops to Conquer. Lauren Green-White is directing it, has also made all of the costumes for this play. Megan Rocca is here. She plays one of the characters, Miss Constance Neville, in this wildly popular comedy from the 1770s in England. It was kind of like, I guess when we say it was a hit on Broadway, it really was a hit, and the talk of London and parts elsewhere as well. So did you make all the costumes by yourself, or do you have
No.
a cast of seamstresses?
I did. I had a team. Mm-hmm. I had to put that together because I knew what I was up
You're
against.
Directing.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. and producing and whatever.
So where do you go for inspiration for these costumes? And I'm sure some people seeing them will go, are those authentic colors?
No.
Okay.
No. That one looks a little bit LSU, doesn't it? No, actually, I did a lot of research on the historical sense of the costumes. But with theater, you can pull the punches on it. And I went with colors that I thought were suited to the characters. Neville is going back and forth constantly with her ideas, and so I had this sort of zigzag look to her
lots of
outfit,
fluffy rickrack
and but keeping with the style, with the ruching and the design itself, it worked. Other characters have other colors pertaining mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. what they want, and also as a whole. My tavern people all are pretty ruddy and earthy toned, and we have a bear in our show. We have a bear.
Is there a bear fight, or is he a pet for some?
No, actually, I think it was a drunk bear at the tavern. There's a bear keeper at the tavern, and the bear does get up and dance.
Uh-huh. Okay, who plays the bear? Is that a secret?
Vanelle Parker. She's from, I think she's from St. Martinville. And she's 16?
I think so.
I think mm-hmm. she's 16. Mm-hmm. And she's our bear. And
now, in addition to the bear, you also have live actual music. People will playing music on the stage or near the stage. Who's doing the music?
Well, I'm using Alice Wallace, who was my music director for the rehearsal last year, did the live music. And she's, again, using a wonderful sort of early music in this to spot the scenes here and there and work it up for us for intermission, et cetera.
And you also mentioned somebody singing. Is she actually going to be singing in the play?
No. Okay. She's. I think she was singing in His Grace. That was okay. Christie's okay. whole play.
She's not going to belt it out for She Stoops to Conquer.
No.
So you've got original costumes. You've got great live music performed by Alice Wallace, who many of our people in our audience know her as well, how talented she is. And this amazing cast. How many people are in the cast?
There are 13, I think, total. 13 mm-hmm. and a bear.
Right, you know. Right. And, you know, we're talking about this as though this is kind of unusual to be doing an English comedy, but English dramas and comedies are the rage on BBC. All of us just love to see what's coming up on BBC Masterpiece Theatre and, of course, some of the comedies. And I think it would be quite a natural thing for people to see this play.
It's excellent. And the set is really wonderful, too. We have a super set. And I have to say special thanks to people who have helped me, my assistant director, Joe Reel, and Jana Rush, who came down from Colorado to help me with the sewing. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that about the sewing. Not only did we have like a group of people, but I had interns that were from high school that won state championships. Seth Stelly and Jasmine Wagnon both helped me out with these phenomenal costumes.
And when you say they won championships, was this in
state,
costume?
It was in sewing.
In sewing.
In sewing.
Seamstress, tailor. You have
tailor.
Some real experts. And,
yeah.
And what a great way to really encourage that skill in the theater world here in our community. Well, Constance, Neville, Megan, I have a question. Now that you've been in this play, do you think it might have been a fun world to live in?
Oh, yes.
You think you could have, you'd be happy
yes.
dropped in there partying yes. with the 18th century people.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I fell in love with the era, the costume, mm-hmm. everything.
Well, and I have to tell people, you just have had this big smile on your face the whole time that you all have been here. And Lauren mentioned that you do really great with the guys. So it sounds like you have a real rapport with the dialogue and the other actors. You've enjoyed that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've gotten to where we're like a family. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Everybody has been very supportive of one another and open to ideas, and it's been wonderful.
And you just graduated from UL in the Performing Arts
yes, ma'am.
Program. And what was your major?
Performing Arts Theater.
So you're in theater, and so were you in a lot of plays here at the university?
Actually, I did a lot of house management, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that was a lot of fun. I also participated in student showcases, and I have to say I had a lot of fun, and I learned a lot. I feel that my talent was honed, and I was
And now
ready.
You're getting the chance to be on stage in front of the audience. It sounds like you've taken to it very naturally.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I couldn't have done it without the wonderful faculty at UL.
Well, I know that Lauren mentioned the set design. Was that something you did while you were here at the university in the theater program?
We did do mm-hmm. some of that. We did a little bit of everything.
And so how do you see yourself using your performing arts degree? Obviously, you've jumped right into it because you just graduated.
Mm-hmm. My intent is to perform and keep acting and eventually to get a master's degree in acting.
Well, the Lafayette theater scene is certainly an amazing place to be if you have graduated in theater or any one of the performing arts, and a really good incubator for all of your skills. And obviously people can see we do both very experimental theater in Lafayette as well as 18th century comedy.
Yes, we're trying one of the main points with doing these plays is just to keep a classic comedy or a classic show going on and on. And I have a motto, making the classic comeback.
So sounds like a T-shirt in that.
Yeah, I know. I do. I think so.
Well, you've certainly made quite a splash. People still remember the rehearsal last summer, and people have been anticipating eagerly She Stoops to Conquer. And that will open this Thursday. How many performances do you all have?
Well, we have like 12 performances. It's Thursdays through Sundays for 3 weeks, all the way to the end of the month.
All right. So that's really going to – people have a lot of opportunity to see it. And it's a good thing because Cité has just about 100 seats, so it's rather intimate. And
very comfortable.
Very comfortable. But a good idea to reserve your tickets, particularly for this weekend. How do people get tickets?
They can call Cité. Let's see, it's 291-1122, or you can go to www.citedesarts.org and get tickets and play with PlayPal. Now, opening night is patrons' night. It's $20 just for that night, and there's food and entertainment and drinks and lots of people.
Entertainment in addition to the play.
In addition to the play. Yes.
So you get a lot for Patrons Night, and that is this Thursday.
That's this Thursday.
And people can reserve tickets for that. Mm-hmm. And so has your expectations of directing, producing this play been fulfilled? Has it been as...
I so wanted to do this show also because I'm a costumer, and I look forward to doing more, actually.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you're going to stay in the 18th century or branch out?
Actually, I think we're looking to do Duchess of Malfi next year, and which is not a comedy and a dark and sinister
but still
piece,
a classic.
But a classic, and probably do an Italian Renaissance 17th century.
Well, it sounds like you are creating quite a repertory company, people who love that kind of costume drama and comedy and who are very comfortable with the lines and the language and being in that time period. Again, my guest, Lauren Green-White, is directing She Stoops to Conquer by Oliver Goldsmith, and Megan Rocca is playing Constance Neville in the play, which is a wild comedy and was a great success back in 1773 when it opened. And, you know, be interesting to think, you know, obviously there were American diplomats going back and forth and trying to deal with things. If any of them saw that, if they were there opening night or got to see it when it was produced. So
Great. Interesting,
the history of it. Well, thank you all so much for making these comebacks, these classic comebacks, Lauren.
Thank you.
And we can see it this weekend and the following 2 weekends. You can get your tickets through Cité, either by calling them or going online and ordering through PayPal. Thank you both.